let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great having you with us on the program today. Sons and Dads Who Will Reconcile Them by Humphrey Mushiri, Ph.D., is a Christian fiction narrative that talks about two sons, their dads, the trials and tribulations they encounter, and how finally they get reconciled. The episodes are relevant and not similar to what's happening in current times. Dr. Humphrey earned a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Nairobi, Kenya, a Master of Arts from Daystar University, Nairobi, and a Ph.D. in Organization and Management from Capella University in Minneapolis. He taught at Indiana Wesleyan University, retiring in 2015. Dr. Humphrey is a business communications expert, known for his ability to use storytelling to communicate important life principles, currently working on a book contrasting African-American Kenyan culture and African cultures. Our guest on the program today, Humphrey Mushiri, author of Sons and Dads Who Will Reconcile Them. Doctor, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the program today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
I love the concept of the book, and let's talk about this. The title of the book, Sons and Dads Who Will Reconcile Them. What was the inspiration to write this book?
Well, I grew up in rural Kenya, and as I grew up, I saw a strange phenomenon among friends who were sons of Christian dads. They were not allowed to come to our home because at that time we were not, my family was not Christian, but they were forbidden from coming to our home because they would be, it was not Christian.
Yes.
And therefore, what they did was to hide from their dads and to come to our home because there was some food which they, or some food, some kinds of food they wanted to eat, which they did not eat in their homes. For instance, my father used to make alcoholic drinks and we enjoyed them. And they would come and have, you know, and they would require to, you know, they would have them with us. And also, in many times, they would feign sickness in order not to go to church or to go to school. And then when I went to high school, I found that some of my classmates who came from Christian families, their dads were Christians, were the ones who are leaders of, who are actually the leaders of rebels in the high school. They are the ones who would, you know, entice us or others to go and drink outside and, you know, which was out of bounds. And this phenomenon, you know, really struck me and, as I grew up, and I decided, I think there's something I should write about. This is what inspired me to write this book.
And the book is so well done and really thought-provoking, Sons and Dads, Who Will Reconcile Them, by Humphrey Mushiri, Ph.D., and that's spelled, if you're going to Google, M-U-C-I-I-R-I. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there's a direct link to Amazon, and you'll find information on the book there as well. Why do you think sons of Christian dads rebel against their dads?
Well, I have found quite a number of reasons. One of them is they get restricted in their homes. Their dads do not want them to go and mingle with other sons of other people who may not be Christians. And therefore, they feel restricted. And they feel they would like to go out and find out what happens out there, apart away from their homes. That is one. And the other one is that they would like to eat other types of foods that are eaten outside there, away from their homes. Just like I have just explained, they would like to eat some kind of something like alcohol and other foods which they don't eat at home, at their homes. And the other thing is that they are not allowed to actually mix with the opposite sex. And also, their parents, or actually their dad, want them to be among the people of their church denomination. They are not allowed to go to mingle with other people from other denominations. And so they rebel because they want to be free to find out what is happening out there.
With us on the program is Humphrey Mushiri, PhD, author of the book Sons and Dads Who Will Reconcile Them, a fascinating book. And in it, you talk about some of the responsibilities of Christian dads. What are some of the responsibilities you feel?
I feel that Christian dads should be the ones to make sure that their sons grow up to be good human beings, responsible human beings, you know, to be civil, you know, to be able to obey laws, to be able to treat others with respect, and not to be too selfish. I know most of us are selfish, but not to be too selfish. They are also, of course, supposed that Christian dads are supposed to protect their sons from things like narcotics and human predators, and of course to provide for them so that they do not feel that they have things they need to have and their dads are not providing for them. Their dads should treat their sons, or rather teach their sons, how to be trustworthy, how to commit themselves to various aspects of life and see them through, how to be honest, compassionate, and even to persevere when there are, you know, at certain difficulties, and teach them how to be loyal, lead, and how to even to lead. And above all, you know, obviously, they should teach them how to be Christians, not by word, but by deeds, by modeling how to be a Christian. And also, of course, their dads are supposed to discipline their sons so that they get shaped to be able to face life as it is in the world.
So important, the topics that you address in the book. And one, this is interesting. In what way should Christian dads treat their sons differently from their daughters? Interesting question.
Yeah, that is... Yes, that's a very interesting one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because we know these days, both male and female are supposed to do similar things. There ought not to be any differences. But even the way I'm a Christian, and I believe that we were created differently. You know, Adam and Eve, according to the book of Genesis in the Bible, Adam was the first one to be created, and then the female Eve was created to be a helpmate to Adam. Well, I'm not saying that all of them should be completely different in their duties, but physically, boys are gifted with strength, physical strength, so they are able to lift heavy things. So things to do with physical strength, boys or sons of Christian dads are able to do. On the other hand, daughters have been given, I would say, fine hands. They are able to do things very finely, like for this sewing, which boys find it difficult to do. They are able to look after kids in a very tender manner. And therefore, I find that there are certain aspects of life, of duties that boys should do and girls should do. For instance, when I was growing up in our family in Kenya, what was being done then for boys was looking after goats or cows or sheep. And the girls were supposed to be with their mothers in the kitchen. My father would not allow me to go to the kitchen because I was supposed to be looking after our goats. My sisters, two of them, were supposed to be with my mother to be taught how to cook. And when they cooked, we were all invited to go and eat. This is why I feel there are certain aspects that dads should treat their sons, which are specifically for them, but not for the daughters.
One other issue you address in there, and it's an interesting one as well, is why a Christian dad should be a good role model to his son. Talk about the importance of not only being a role model, but make sure you're a good role model, a positive role model.
Role model, yeah. Well, when a son is born in a family, the first man he sees is his dad. And the son always wants to do exactly what he sees his dad do.
Yes.
And if dad is not doing good, he's not doing good things, is not modeling the right things for life, definitely the son will also follow his dad. And there is this thing, of course, like father like son, because the sons tend to imitate what their dads do. So if the dad is a good model, the likelihood is that the son will grow the same way as his father and become a good model to his children, to his dad, to his sons later on in life. So being a good model as a dad is very, very important for the son.
The book we're talking about specifically is Sons and Dads, Who Will Reconcile Them, by Humphrey W. Mushiri, Ph.D. That's spelled M-U-C-I-I-R-I. The book's available, of course, wherever books are sold. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Mushiri's website. What makes sons of Christian dads join non-Christian groups, do you think?
Well, denial of access of friends outside their parents' homes or outside their parents' circle of friends. That is one. Of course, eating, they would like to eat food which is being eaten out there, apart from what they eat in their own home. And the other thing is peer pressure. Their peer pressure has a lot of to do with the way that makes sons actually disobey or not obey their dads. Apart from that, there is the feeling of sons, especially if they are restricted to their homes, to go out there and be adventurous and see and discover for themselves what is there. And of course, dads, if they fail to provide for their sons will want to go out there and fend for themselves. These are just a few of the reasons why the sons tend to join non-Christian groups so that they can learn and be able to take life as they think is they see it being practiced by those people outside their yes. homes.
Why should Christian dads dictate what friends their sons should have? And this is not only interesting, probably a hot topic as well that's debated around many households around the country. Why should Christian dads dictate what friends their sons should have?
Well, I remember this because as I grew up, my mother used to tell me, don't follow that boy, because that boy used to have about two dogs, and he would chase an antelope across the countryside. And that was all he could do. And instead of helping his parents, his work was just to chase, get the two dogs and go and look for antelopes in the bush and chase them for meat. And he was saying, is that the kind of thing you'd like to be? You say, and he would say, you go and become a friend to that one, you'll be like him. Is that the life you want to lead in life to lead? So, in other words, if you go, if you allow the son to go and join other boys who are misbehaving out there, the son is likely to be like them. And therefore, some of the dad will dictate do not go with those boys, because they will definitely affect your life.
Yes.
Therefore, you should behave this way, not that way. And therefore, I think it is important for the father, you know, the father or the dad to restrict certain aspects of the behavior in the way of the kind of friends that the son should, you know, go along with or walk with or work with.
The book we're talking about is Sons and Dads, Who Will Reconcile Them? The author is Humphrey W. Mushiri, PhD. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And boy, time is going by so quickly. A couple more questions here, because these are always also very enlightening as we're talking about some of the issues you discuss in the book. This one you mentioned before, dealing with friends of the opposite sex. Why should Christian dads encourage, maybe even discourage, their sons from having friends of the opposite sex?
Well, I don't believe that we should discourage sons from having friends of the opposite sex. In fact, I believe it is the way that they interact that is very important. Because if dads teach their sons how best to behave with the opposite sex, it is very healthy for them to be associated with them. But dads should also, of course, teach their sons that there are certain dangers. For instance, having romantic relationship could result in certain diseases like HIV, AIDS, or other sexual transmitted diseases. It could also result in producing kids when the son is not in a position to look after them, and therefore bring about all kinds of problems within the family. And it is therefore important for the dad to teach his son how best to relate with the opposite sex. Of course, those who are not able to teach, they tell them, don't do it. And of course, then the sons decide to go and do it.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple minutes left in the program. I want to ask the question, when you've got a rebellious son, how does a Christian dad deal with that? What do they do when they find the son is rebellious? How do they go about taming that rebellious son?
That's a difficult thing, but as a Christian, loving that rebellious son can work miracles. In other words, love him as an individual, as your son, but hate the behavior that is making him be rebellious. This can help, because if you love him, though he is rebellious, it is likely that he will want to have some conversation or discussion about why he is being rebellious, and open up. And by opening up, because of the love you have shown to him, then it is possible then to reconcile or to get him back, rather than him completely going out of the home and getting involved in very dangerous things. So loving him and treating him well can work miracles.
We've got about a minute left. And the title of the book is Sons and Dads, Who Will Reconcile Them? So let's talk about the reconciliation part. I think you just touched on it with that last answer as well. How should a rebellious son be reconciled to his Christian dad? How do we go about implementing that?
Yeah, here both the son and the dad have to be willing to be reconciled.
Yes.
If the son doesn't want to be reconciled to his father, it will be very, very difficult for him to be reconciled to his father. If the father doesn't love his son, in spite of his rebellion, then it is very, very, very difficult for them to be reconciled. But if For instance, the sun goes out. You know, the best example given is in the Bible, Luke 11, 11, you know, about the prodigal son or the lost son. The son goes out there, gets into all kinds of troubles, cannot fend for himself, doesn't have enough food, doesn't even have a place to a house or a roof over his head, or he gets into a car accident and he has nobody else to help him. If the dad follows him and helps him, the likelihood is that the son will feel loved and want to be reconciled to his dad. But of course, the dad also has to love him. If he doesn't, then this is going to be a very, very difficult thing. But both of them have to have the will to be want to come together, to be reconciled. The son first, and of course the dad as well, to love him so that they can have a way of coming together and talking about the issues and then getting reconciled.
So much good information in the book and in today's interview. The book is called Sons and Dads, Who Will Reconcile Them by Humphrey W. Muciri, Ph.D. Again, that spelling is M-U-C-I-I-R-I. The book's available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on Dr. Muciri's book, Sons and Dads, Who Will Reconcile Them. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. As I say, a lot of good questions. The questions were okay. The answers were excellent. And I thank you for taking on some of these difficult challenges that you address in the book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. The book is Sons and Dads, Who Will Reconcile Them. Humphrey W. Muciri is the author and our guest on the program. And again, you'll find all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.